This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
With all the episodes that you've done, has there been one case that has still kind of stuck in your mind that you still are just baffled by, like, how did this happen, or you just have no clue what has happened, even with all your research? Is there a case that sticks out like that?
Yeah, there is, actually. And I will tell you, it is the case of Joel Guy Jr. And he, I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but it was a Slaycation episode we did. He went home for Thanksgiving, and he murdered his parents. But it wasn't even like he just murdered them. It was like he murdered them. He chopped them up. He put them in vats of acid. He had his mother's head boiling on the stove downstairs. And that's crazy. Like, you go, oh my God, that's crazy. The thing that kind of had me sort of gobsmacked about it was, usually in cases like that, you will come across like these things that are like, oh yeah, well, you know, like horrible abuse, horrendous abuse, horrible neglect, you know, just across the board. But in this case, his parents were extremely loving. His mom doted on him. His parents were, it was the second marriage for the dad, first marriage for the mom. The dad had three biological children, so he had three half-sisters. And it was very interesting, because I thought this was interesting too, that the three daughters, like, loved their stepmother, like, loved her. Like you could easily forget when hearing them speak that she was their stepmother. And when they went to speak at, the impact, they not only talked about their love for their stepmother, but the sadness that, like, her only biological child did this to her. And that she seriously, like, did nothing to deserve this. So that was very interesting to me, because so clearly it was more important for him to access their money, because that's really what that was. Like, it was just, you know. And another thing that was interesting about this case too was the fact that he was like 28 years old. His parents were still like bankrolling his, like, they were paying for his college tuition. He was living in Louisiana. They were paying for his rent. They were paying for his car insurance, like, all that stuff. And then what happened was, they had come to a point where they were getting ready to retire, you know, and they were like, yeah, you're going to have to now figure this out. So then it was interesting to me that, like, He never obtained a bachelor's degree. He didn't get his undergraduate degree all these years that they're, you know. So in my mind, it's completely reasonable that there came a time, although it might would have probably been better if it was much sooner. But, you know, but all this time they were supporting him, they was helping him, and there was just never, there wasn't like anything to say, here's where the disconnect came. Here is the fracture of that relationship. That, and not that there's ever an excuse to do that to somebody or anybody, you know, a stranger, you know, a family, much less a family member, you know, or much less a stranger, rather. But it just, you know, like, was he a weird guy? Yeah, but there's a lot of weird people that don't slaughter and dismember and boil their mom's heads.
I've never heard about this.
Yeah, I'm telling you, listen to that episode, Google it, Joel guides you. It's just, and even his affect sitting in the courtroom, how is somebody like that made? And there was nothing to indicate that anybody in his family thought he could be capable of this. Like, that to me blows my mind.
Was this recent or was this a while ago?
I think it was recent enough. Like, it was within the last 5 years.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Like,